It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
3, 2, 1. Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors has a new board chair for 2018 and a list of goals and priorities. Joining us in studio today is the board chair, John Gray, who represents District 4, and County Administrator Craig Pedro. Good morning to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, BJ. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. This is my third chance at being chairman, so I hope I can do a better job than I did the last two.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you about is a recent board retreat that was held over multiple days at the Rush Creek Lodge outside of Yosemite. I know there was a lot of discussion at the retreat, and discussions have come from it as well. So, Supervisor Gray, what were some of the priorities and items identified during that retreat?
This year we had a new facilitator from the Kylie Group, Larry Kylie. I think she did a really good job in leading us in the directions that we were wanting to go. We start with our county vision. Tuolumne County is a place where all citizens enjoy opportunities to thrive in a safe, healthy, and productive community. And everything we tried to do goes back to that vision to see if we are really accomplishing what we're supposed to do. So we had conversations on outcome, what we would like to see from the retreat. We look back at our accomplishments. It's amazing when you write them all down and see how many things you actually accomplished in a year. And we had a very good year. And then we talked about, what do we have to do moving forward, looking into as far as 2020.
Looking at those main accomplishments, what were some of the highlights that stood out?
We have a lot of them, and when you look at the list, I think the completion of the juvenile detention facility was a major accomplishment. We've managed the drought very well with the alternative water systems that we were able to get to people where their wells went dry. We've managed the tree mortality very well. Those are just a few of the things that we worked on, but many others on the list.
I understand this coming Tuesday in the Board of Supervisors meeting, Craig Pedro, there's going to be discussion about the development of the 2018 three-year plan for the County of Tuolumne. I don't remember in my memory hearing about a three-year plan in past years, so what can you tell us just about this?
Yeah, well, the Board's had multi-year plans for several years, and what we've tried to do is match up the number of years to our budget forecasting. Makes sense that, here's what we'd like to see accomplished over a period of years, and then come up with a forecast that matches that. So we've changed our forecasting instead of 5 years to 3 years. So we're changing our planning horizon from 5 years to 3 years. But there's some common themes that are in there, from information technology projects to facilities, emergencies. John's touched upon a lot of things in the planning development world. State and federal issues, particularly in the environment and the forest, and just general fiscal stewardship. And I don't know, maybe John can dive in and I can...
Yeah, Craig mentioned emergencies, and I think Supervisor Brennan had a real good word for managing emergencies, is that, Tuolumne County is one that we don't let the problems chase us, we chase the problems. And doing the things that we have done since the Rim Fire, I think, shows that we really fortunate to have the county staff that we have that are able to help the Board of Supervisors address those problems.
Yeah, we've had multiple, as you mentioned, emergencies over recent years with drought, with tree mortality, with the Rim Fire, cross our fingers, looking forward, but living in this area, always have to plan for the next one.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately something that you really can't define what that problem is going to be. So it's important to be aggressive when something happens and attack it and find a solution. And we've been pretty good at that.
Looking ahead at the the at the plan that's going to be discussed on Tuesday. One of the things with the emergency is I'm looking at it here, resiliency centers. That's been discussed, potentially one for Groveland as well in your district, Tuolumne, another location, possibly one large one, I'm not sure. But is that still something that's being actively discussed right now?
Yeah, it is very actively discussed. What we have right now is we ask for people to give us a idea on what property they would like to have available for those centers, and in Tuolumne and Groveland, the board has pretty much decided that we think that instead of having one, we would like to see two. And in the Groveland area, we've identified several sites. In the Tuolumne, not in my district, but there are sites that have been looked at there. So we're in a year's planning stage. The architects are looking at those potential sites and looking at the design of the building to see if those sites can be utilized for the centers.
Yeah, the plan is before the end of the calendar year, we're to have, you know, sites identified, have operational plans. How are we going to pay? You know, how are we going to operate these centers? How are we going to fund them? And then by the end of the fiscal end of the calendar year, the board would be making a decision to either go ahead or not go ahead. And as part of that decision, we also have to convince the state, the Housing and Community Development Department, that if it is two centers, we can demonstrate our rationale, support that. And then whatever decision comes forward, if we're proceeding at that point, then in the next few years, we'd be moving on to design and construction.
I think we have until 2022 to complete the project. Sounds like it's way out there, but that's a short time frame. So we're going to have to work hard to be successful.
Craig Pedro, under county facilities, you know, looking at the projects, you mentioned the Alonja or the the juvenile detention facility has now been completed. There's the jail project under construction. Can you give us a little bit of an update just on the various law and justice center projects?
Yeah, well, the major ones have been, you've already touched on the juvenile facility. We also then had to do some infrastructure, extending the roads and you know, wet and dry utilities that would tie from the juvenile facility all the way to the jail construction area. There's a new transit center that's also been completed. And as soon as the weather lets up, we'll be able to start turning dirt on the jail, and hope to have that completed by no later than the end of calendar 2019, and be able to start operating that by the beginning of 2020. And I do want to say something that we promised, you know, folks, when we started down this path, is we'd also pursue as much state funding, you know, as we possibly could for these specifically juvenile and jail. And those two projects with design and construction together is about $69.4 million. We've been able to secure $49 million of state dollars amongst three grants, leaving a little over $20 million as the county's responsibility. And so I think and a lot of that, it's, yeah, there's been staff working on it, but something about this board is they've been very proactive in reaching out, using their connections at the state level. And they've been able to secure almost 71% of the cost of those facilities using state dollars, and that's outstanding. That is not common throughout the state.
Yeah, a huge chunk of money that's coming in from the state of California for these buildings. Do you know at this point how much, you know, money-wise the county is going to have to pay?
Well, in total, our commitment is just that, just over, you know, $20 million. And what we've just finished is a financing for that. It's a series of lease revenue bonds. And there's actually a couple things we did. There's a little over $3 million that is going towards some real critical technology upgrades in the county. That'll be financed through bonds that'll be paid off within 10 years. And then a little over $17 million will be financed, or is being financed to support those law and justice projects, primarily the jail, and that'll be paid off within 30 years. And we got a heck of a good interest rate, just under 3.5%. You don't like to borrow. I hate to borrow, but if you're going to, you know, if you get an interest rate less than 3.5%, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, and I think it's important to the public to understand that we threw that other $3 million in there for technology, because that's where we are really lacking as far as moving ahead. Supervisor Rutherford uses the term primal scream, and that scream has been heard well at the Board of Supervisors level. So we know that we can do better at what we do if we have the technology available. So hopefully by the end of this year, most of the projects that we have been working on will be complete. I think, Craig, you want to add those list of those?
The main ones that we've been dealing with is replacing the main finance, human resource budgeting systems of the county. That'll actually bleed into 2019, but will be completed for sure that year. We've been upgrading the phones, or the county's telephone and computer network system. That'll be finished this year. The infrastructure, we've extended infrastructure to the new jail site, but now as the construction occurs, you don't think about stuff like that, but technology drives everything, and there's going to be quite a bit of work both on the jail site and also within the building, so that'll happen in conjunction with the construction. We also have a new jail management system that we're installing. And then looking to the future is doing a better job in the area of document management.
Busy times right now for Tuolumne County Government. We're joined in studio this weekend by the new chair for 2018, John Gray, as well as the county administrator, Craig Pedro. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We need to take a quick break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.